This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Oh, looks like I'm the first one here. Oh, hey.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, JPC?
You could see me.
Oh, there you are.
You were looking at me. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm on the Zoom.
My camera's on, right?
My camera's working? My mic's working?
Yes. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, it's just that sometimes I think your face is such that sometimes it just blends in with your background.
Sure, yeah.
Because your wallpaper is just a bunch of your face.
Okay, so yeah, that's a Zoom background that I have it set to because I'm coming from another meeting. I was at my kid's school trying to spook the teachers. Anyway.
Where is
We
Aaron?
Said two, right? We said two?
We said two. This is, and I feel rude saying this, but if this were a real job, I feel like Aaron would be fired by now.
Oh, if this were a real job, I would be posted up in that HR office every day.
I feel like we need to, if we're recording at like 5 p.m., I think we need to start telling Aaron we're recording at 4 p.m., and then we'll all log on at the same time.
I'd be all, wait, HR doesn't stand for hand job robot? Well, then I have to apologize for how I've been using this room.
I always thought it stood for horny Roomba. I have an HR in my kitchen, and I don't go in my kitchen anymore because that thing is wild.
Hold on. You got a horny Roomba that you think is in some way different from a handjob robot? We both need our money back.
Should we text Aaron?
I'd have to get my other phone to see if I still have her number saved.
Oh, yeah. How is it? How do you like having two phones?
I mean, it's great for selling the drugs, but I... The fuck is that?
Hello, and welcome to the Riddle Dome.
Oh.
What?
Good afternoon, Adel and JPC. Aaron wanted to eat cake pops and watch news bloopers on YouTube instead of recording this episode.
She's also tired of
you saying this isn't a real job and that she's late all the time.
Well, if she stopped being late, we'd stop saying
it. She created and coded this program to be old man puzzles for her. She's well aware of how frustrating the lack of riddles have been for the listeners. With that in mind, she created...
My guess is Sean helped.
The Riddle Dome. Women can be anything.
I mean, a horse shouldn't say, I get mad that you say I keep eating all the oats. You're
to
eating all the oats.
The great Aaron Keefe. Are you ready?
Ready, voice?
Yeah, I guess I'm ready. Do I enter
say
or do I hit yes?
Say the magic password at the same time to enter and learn the rules. 1, 2, 3. 4.
George Bush did 9/11.
That is correct.
Oh, good. We both said four, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I thought cardamom, but I said four.
Me too.
Here are the rules. If you answer a riddle first and it is correct, you will be rewarded 1 point.
Hmm.
Sounds fun.
I will call for short scenes throughout. You will be rewarded 3 points if you stay within the premise of the scene and do good improv.
Herculean task.
I'm out. Yeah, I'll see you guys.
You will lose 3 points if you abandon the premise entirely or do bad improv on purpose.
Oh, boy.
Okay, can we define on purpose your
order? You will lose 2 points if you tell an anecdote or story from your life within the Riddle Dome.
Looks like it's a race to last place.
You will lose 1 point if you get distracted while solving a riddle.
Wait, what's the last one?
3 points if you make... Fuck, that is so funny. Shit. Damn it. You will gain 3 points if you can make me, an unfeeling dystopian voice, laugh. Puns are chaos points. If you make a pun and it's good, you will be rewarded 10 points.
Fuck
if it's
me.
Bad, it's minus 10 points.
Whoa, that's a lot of points. That's more points than the rest of this stuff.
At the end, the winner will receive a $5 gift card to Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, I want that so bad.
Any person or persons who end the show with negative points will be fired by Hey Riddle Riddle. The Riddle Dome will begin in 3, 2, 1.
Cardamom.
Neither
of four.
You have any objections to being fired? That just seems normal and fair?
I mean, yeah, I've been dying for an excuse. This seems like a legal way out. I've had my guys crawling over my contract that it doesn't see. It's airtight. It's ironclad. I wrote the thing. I should know.
Let the riddles begin.
Oh, shit.
Computer? Pause program.
Pause.
Yes.
Pause.
Oh, that worked. Oh, pause. I'm going to abuse that.
Pause program? You're going to adopt a dog?
Pause.
I already have. Pause. Great organization in Chicago. Adopt a dog if you can. But computer, is there a way for us to ask about what our current point tallies are at any time? Or computer, follow-up question, because I'm getting a big so seems like a programming glitch. Is that going to be necessary?
Let's see.
Adeline could probably just keep score of our own points.
All right.
Thank you, computer. Unpause.
I make two people out of one. What am I?
I make two people out of one. Carson Daly, dating game show. I make two people out of one. No, a chainsaw. A magician.
What is it when a twin splits in utero from like the zygote or something like that?
Oh, that
no.
Oh, I make two people out of one.
I make two people out of one. A saw.
I said chainsaw earlier.
Oh, okay. A quarter.
I make two people.
One half is a president's
10
head.
10 seconds.
I make two people out of one. A human body. I make two people out of one.
Is it changing a dollar bill for like two 50-cent pieces?
No.
Huh, okay.
3 seconds.
It feels like the tone was weird on that. No.
Aaron Keefe.
The answer is a mirror. Next riddle. If two snakes marry, what will their towels say?
Hiss and hearse.
That is correct.
I think
one point rewarded.
The Supreme Court might have something to say about that.
I want to see a scene. You are two newlywed snakes on your honeymoon.
Wow. This
hot
is...
dogs, hot dogs, get your hot dogs.
Sweetie, can you not work for one night?
Look, when
three
I married
points.
You...
3 points lost for JPC.
You didn't give me time to contextualize it. Look, when I married you, I said I got two loves. I got you, and I got selling hot dogs at this baseball game. You wanted a honeymoon? Well, we can go anywhere in the world. I'm a traveling hot dog salesman at baseball games.
Well, I love you, and I'm willing to work through this. Oh, I'm shedding.
Wait a second. Are you a snake?
Yes. What are you?
A snake. But I'm not into snakes. This is over. You're out.
Let me
of
take
my
my
life.
Ring off my body. Wiggle out of this. And robot, do we call scene or do we just let
I'm
it?
I'm gonna call.
Well,
why are you telling us to wrap up? You call scene, Aaron.
I was not telling you to wrap up. I was telling you to keep going.
This is international sign for wrap it up.
No, it's go, go, go.
I wish I'd used the international sign for wrap it up, or I wouldn't be stuck in this marriage.
Scene. No points rewarded. Next riddle. I can be cracked. I can be made. I can be told. I can be played. What am I?
Egg.
Banjo.
Dumb egg. I can be cracked. I can... Oh, a terrorist.
A website password.
No.
A magazine. Cracked magazine, magazine.
Yeah. No.
What are the other ones?
Cocaine. It can be cracked cocaine.
A safe.
You made the computer laugh. 3 yes. points rewarded.
I'm back to zero, baby.
I can be cracked. I can be made. I can be told. I can be played. What
joke.
Am I?
A joke.
That is correct. 1 point rewarded.
Yes, you can crack a joke. That's fun.
I will say this point system sucks because solving a riddle gets you 1 point, but being chaotic gets you
minus
10 points.
Minus
1 point. Whoa. He just lost that point he got from making the correct riddle.
I have no feet, no hands, no wings, but I climb to the sky. What am I?
God.
Snake.
Have no feet, no hands.
I have no feet, no hands, no wings, but I climb to the sky. What am I?
Skyscraper.
Ladder.
Tallest building in the world.
Big ol' ladder.
Easy, no. Tallest building in the world.
No.
How does that not? An umbrella. A balloon.
No.
A balloon.
No.
Fuck
no,
you,
no,
robot.
No feet.
Minus one.
Damn
a big
it.
Old, a big ol' pair of hands.
No, it has no hands. That was the first thing that was said.
I thought no feet was the first thing. Computer, please repeat.
I have no feet, no hands, no wings, but I can climb to the sky.
Basketball.
What am I?
Big old bounce. Big old bounce of a basketball.
Is it a dream, a hope?
No.
Love.
10 seconds.
Spider-Man.
No.
Oh, come on.
Is it 9 seconds? Is it 8 seconds? Is it 7 seconds?
I feel
is
like I understand that you're a robot and you're computed to only accept one programmatical response, but I think a lot of the responses that we gave kind of didn't work in this situation.
I guess.
No, okay.
Robot, aren't you going to fire Aaron for not showing up today?
No, Aaron built the robot. Did you not listen to the intro? Aaron's eating cake pops.
I did. She's
minus
eating cake pops.
Point.
She's watching sports bloopers. Robot, you didn't say for who, so I'll assume that was for JPC.
Oh, damn it. I've done 2 points, though. That sucks.
3 seconds. I have no feet, no hands, no wings, but I climb to the sky. What am I?
Telephone pole.
It sucks. I just watched the computer program laugh at what I said, but I didn't get points for it.
Would that be a rocket ship or a,
sucks to see
a satellite?
Plus three.
For
no,
what?
No, it's smoke.
To who?
Plus three for you for making me laugh about not acknowledging making
smoke.
You laugh.
Smoke.
Oh, is it
the
smoke?
The answer was smoke.
Mm.
Can you write down 88 so they add up to 1,000? Can
yeah,
you
infinity.
Write down 88s so they add up to 1,000?
Eight,
this is
eighths?
A math riddle. No funny business.
Computer, I'm going to sit this one out.
No. Minus one.
Can I add up 8/8? Eight? Wait, is it 8/8 or 8/8?
8/8.
Okay, that didn't help.
No,
that didn't computer,
help.
Can
no
you spell
th.
It?
No th.
8/8. Can you add up 8/8 so it's 1,000?
My lisp does not help. Aaron programmed her lisp into the computer.
Okay, 8/8 add up to 1,000.
So I would like to solve the puzzle and just say, no, I can't, and I have no interest in doing so.
888 + 88 + 8 + 8 + 8 = 1,000. Next
I mean,
riddle.
Sure, there's a way, but it sucks.
You can touch me, you can break me. You should win me if you want to be mine. What am I?
Sounds
like Lady Gaga lyrics. Computer, can you sing that like Lady Gaga?
No.
Computer, can I? For a bonus point?
Yes.
You can touch me, you can break me.
Computer, we're having fun, right? Computer?
No.
Weird that I asked to sing it for a bonus point, did sing it, did not get the bonus point.
You sounded like the guy who sings Love Shack.
Oh,
Computer,
Fred
I'd like to Fred Schneider. I'd like to solve Fred Schneider from the B-52s.
Minus 1 point for getting distracted.
How? Minus three. I'm at minus three now. Damn it.
But computer, I just bought me a Chrysler that's as big as a whale.
You
minus
can bend
1 point for getting distracted.
You can bend me. You can break me. What is it? What,
you
say
can
it.
Touch me. You can break me. You should win me if you want to be mine. What am I?
Love. Heart.
Heart. Someone's
heart,
yeah.
Yes. Addle. 1 point rewarded.
It sucks the computer saying my name wrong.
Addle.
It's a doll. Did Aaron not tell you?
I've been calling you Adam. Because it's easier. Not because I think it's right. Because it's easier.
How many sides does a circle have?
Just real quick, just want to break in here and say that if you do tweet at us, please, please, please do not even look up or guess anywhere that it's published or posted how to spell Adel's name. Just take your best crack. We will still appreciate that.
Plus 1 point to both of you.
Hmm.
Okay.
How many sides does a circle have? I'm going to say Zero, but also infinite.
How many sides does a circle have?
Two, good side and bad side.
One. There's
depending
only
on
one,
how much it drinks.
There's only one side to a circle, and I assume when
plus
you say
three.
Circle, you mean pie, and that's a scoop of vanilla ice cream. A la mode.
Oh, okay.
No. How many sides does a circle have?
Two, top, bottom.
Computer, if we put ice cream on you, would you be computer a la modem?
Inappropriate and a bad pun, minus 10.
Whoa! You got fucked up there. How many sides does a circle have?
For one bad pun, I just lost 10 answers to riddles. That doesn't compute.
Wait, calculating.
Well, hey,
calculating.
That means that you got to have to start doing a bunch of good puns to get back in the blue.
I thought that was a good pun. Wait, the computer's red? Calculating. Computer's calculating.
No, it landed in bad. I had to think about it. But
it.
I believe that you can make some good puns to make up for it.
Did you go to PCU? to get your degree.
Minus 10.
Wow.
How many sides does a circle have? 10 seconds.
But computer, you agree PCU is a good movie, right?
Wait.
Minus one.
Hold on.
What?
PCU?
Distraction.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Jeremy Piven?
For whatever reason, I was thinking SLC Punk.
Plus three for the way you said Jeremy Piven.
Ooh. Wow, that's the maximum amount of points anyone's ever gotten for mentioning Jeremy Piven before.
Plus three.
Computer, can you repeat the question?
Yes.
The riddle?
How many sides does a circle have?
How many sides does a circle have? 3 seconds.
I'm going to say zero. Zero sides.
Four. North, east, west, south.
Two. The inside and the outside.
I said two.
So we both said two. We didn't say the inside or the outside, but we both said two.
You didn't get it right.
I said good side, bad side, depending on how much it drinks, which I thought was appropriate.
Yeah, very fun.
What happened when the glue bottle tried to solve a riddle?
It got stuck.
What happened? Plus one.
Oh, I was going to say, be careful with your puns here.
Has anybody tried to... computer question.
Yes.
Can you search the history of mankind to see if anybody has tried to mold enough glue back into a horse?
Only you several times.
Damn it, you could see that?
Yeah, your search is just glue equal side horse over and over again.
Why Transitive were you property. Crying while you were doing it?
It's none of your business, really.
Next riddle. You use a knife to slice my head and weep beside me when I am dead. What am I?
Bread.
Louis the 14th?
Plus three.
To who? To who, computer?
To you.
Oh, good.
For making me laugh.
I bet four. You use a knife to cut my head. Oh, a pumpkin for Halloween, a Halloween jack-o'-lantern.
Why would you cry at a jack-o'-lantern?
A squirrel ate it!
Plus
Nobody's
three.
Ever said the phrase Halloween jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, I'm sorry, Adel. You, with your culture and your multi-seasonal jack-o'-lanterns, your Easter jack-o'-lantern and your fucking Christmas jack-o'-lantern.
Famously, my dad always made me carve a Ramadan pumpkin, which is, or a redumpkin, as he called it.
Oh God!
Plus 10, not really a pun, but I liked it.
By the way, Adel, I do want to apologize for the redumpkin I took in your bathroom a couple of months ago. That was
Minus
inappropriate.
10.
Why?
You use a knife to slice my head and weep beside me when I am dead.
Oh, an onion! Boom!
My yes. grandpa. Oh.
Onion.
Plus Down one.
I'm at negative two now.
I'm at zero.
I really shouldn't have said that redumpkin thing.
I want to see a scene.
Okay.
JPC, you are an onion and you are making Adel cry while he is chopping you up.
So, is there a chance that we could get back together?
Yeah, I mean, there's always a chance that we could get back together. Like, hell could freeze over, or...
Why would you say that?
I mean, because you're a fucking loser. And that's how you talk to losers. You talk to them like they are losers.
It just sucks to hear. I thought
Hold on.
We had something.
No. Okay. Now let me get back to telling you the plot of Sophie's Choice. So anyway, she has to make a choice between her two children and only one can live.
Are you fucking the scallions?
Ugh. Like I would fuck a green onion.
I guess.
No
I guess
thanks.
You're related.
Yeah, they're thin and they have bad hair. And we can all, and also, we all know it's a dye job. The roots are a different color, okay?
Scene. 9 points rewarded to both of you.
What's 9 plus -2? 7. Okay.
Oh, but 9 in German is no, so no points for either of us.
Ah, damn it. Back to -2.
Why can you not trust Adams?
Because they always talk like this, you hammer the hole. Because
they're always driving you crazy.
I make up everything on earth. I bop it a bop. Happy Gilmore.
+20. +20 and +5 for JPC for being in proximity to the creation of the Adam Sandler joke.
What was the riddle?
Why can you not trust Adams?
Because they always split the check. Because they always, because they make up everything.
Oh.
That is correct. +1 because they make up everything.
That makes sense.
I'm telling you, I had to go to my cousin's funeral. -3.
Oh. You're beating a dead glue horse.
Oh, no.
Next riddle. I run around the pasture, but never move. What am I?
The fence.
Mm-hmm. +1. We've had that one before.
Computer.
I want to see a yes.
10 points to you, just because you're doing such a great job.
1 point to you.
Fuck yeah.
That's a terrible return on that investment. Guy just spent 10 points to get one back.
Wait, they're my points? For-
I assume so. You were giving your points. What other points did you have to give?
Oh, no.
I want to see a scene. Adel and JPC, you are two farmers who share a fence, venting about your animals to each other.
Boy, oh boy, I can't tell you how many of my livestock I have lost due to holes in the fence.
Well, I mean, don't look in my direction, Ned. We share this fence. I get it every other weekend plus Wednesdays, and then you have primary custody of the fence, so you get it most of the time. And show up, I always take great care of the fence.
Okay, well, I wasn't trying to cast the blame on you. It's just that, you know, my giraffe milk sales are down because 3 of the giraffes have run off, and so I just can't milk them anymore.
Yeah, I take offense, Ned, when you say my giraffe milk sales.
You take offense, so I don't get it anymore?
Oh, yeah, I take offense. I take a piece of the fence every time you offend me.
Come on.
No, then let's go back to arbitration. Let's go back to arbitration and see what the lawyers have to say. But we both don't want to spend the money, so we're getting divorced and we're doing this amicably. I take offense.
We're getting divorced. Are you fucking the scallions?
You know I don't mess with farmers. We're livestock men.
I'm sorry.
With plant farmers.
I should clarify. Scallions to me are scary Italians. Are you fucking a scallion?
I don't know that you needed to clarify that.
Scene. You were all over the board, so +6 to JPC.
Okay.
And +3 to Adel.
-10.
I would like to see a break.
Okay.
Ah! My fucking arm.
Oh, my God.
My fucking arm. All for the points, baby.
Oh, Jesus.
That's exactly what I meant.
The bone's out.
Okay, you want to see a break? Computer, Google basketball injuries.
Computer, we could split a Kit Kat.
-1.
Come on.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin. Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation.
Live clear with Claritin D.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin Clear. JPZ, live Claritin Clear.
Live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Claritin Clear.
Yes, live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or, yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
you can actually see that. Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see the stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product, so that's. Are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble,
The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Hanson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach. And so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Hanson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay. What that's, do we think? That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Hanson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Hanson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Hanson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Hanson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil. Yeah, so she's not going
to
be.
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Hanson shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade Siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
Welcome back to the Riddle Dome, a paradise of riddles. How was your break?
I mean,
paradise
it was
of riddles.
It was good. I just kind of
minus one for JPC.
To my arm, I guess.
Yeah.
Quick reminder that if you get fired from Hey Riddle Riddle, you will be replaced by someone from Dungeons and Daddies.
Oh no! That would be awful because they're way funnier than us.
That is true.
We'll never get our job back.
Replaced by someone from Dungeons and Daddies.
I feel like they also have like more jobs than us as well. So just like the net job accumulation of a person is just thrown off there.
Each of them is overall better than both of you. So you are correct to be intimidated.
Wow. I mean, I guess I've always known it, but it just sucks to hear that said out loud.
That's weird. I guess when I'm saying it to you, Adel, is it not audible? Maybe I'm whispering it too much. Okay. Hey, note taken for me. I'll say it louder next time.
Let the riddles begin.
Okay. The computer did laugh at that. Just wanted everyone to know at
plus
home.
Plus three.
Thank you. Sometimes the computer program moves a little slow with the plus ones and the plus twos when it's
minus one.
Old JPC. Yeah, it don't matter to me. I'm shopping too. Come to the back of the boat. Computer laughed again, but who cares?
Minus one plus three. Why was the broom late?
Dude, this math sucks.
Computer, please repeat.
Please repeat.
Why was the broom late?
It was sweepy. It swept in.
Close enough. It overswept.
Yes.
Oh, overswept. That's fantastic.
Why do all pecans go to space?
Because they pecan?
Oof.
I like that. Plus one, but that's not the answer.
Well, it doesn't matter because it got the same amount of points.
Why do all pecans go to space?
Because
they're fucking nuts.
Close enough. They were astronauts.
Mm. So it's kind of like all dogs. Wait, hold on. Computer, new idea for a T-shirt. All dogs go to heaven. All pecans go to space.
Sort of.
Yeah, I guess that's sort of
no
an idea.
No points rewarded.
Wow. You didn't lose or gain, so that's a net positive for you.
It's a draw.
Why didn't the mummy have any friends?
He was wrapped up in himself.
Let's see.
Oh, because he's dusty-ass little bitch.
God, why didn't the mummy...
You, 1 point rewarded. He was too wrapped up in himself.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
I want to see a scene. Adel, you're a mummy who is self-obsessed... And JPC, you are his friend, who is also a monster.
Please come into my tomb. This is my bed tomb. It's got some posters on the wall. It's me dunking a basketball and me eating steak. What's your favorite part of my bed tomb?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's probably the bed made of steak.
Give me a compliment.
I love what you've done with the place. It's I feel like you have a minimalist.
Something about me, not the tomb.
Something about you is the work that you have done in organizing and decorating the tomb. I think it's
not
wonderful.
Good enough. I'm like a bucket with a hole in bottom.
You're very smart.
Something about my appearance.
Okay, you want me to give you something nice about your appearance?
Yes.
You have a very unique style, and you make it work for you.
That's a backhanded compliment. That's like saying fun stuff to someone's outfit.
Look, Mummy, can I be honest? I love hanging out, but I am prosecuting a criminal trial for the state and like... an hour and a half, and I really have to.
I really don't
have to prepare because the judge is pretty predisposed.
Jeff, I know you're a monster, aka lawyer, so I know what you're up to.
Please, criminal prosecutor. I mean, it's not all lawyers. It's pretty much just
back again with not all lawyers.
Criminal prosecutors who work on behalf of the government. Yeah, it's this whole immigration thing. We're trying to deport somebody and make sure that they never see the light of day again.
Deport some money or mummy.
Honestly,
did I ever tell you I come dust?
Okay, well, we don't need to brag. We're not comparing notches in our
scene. 6 points rewarded to both.
Okay,
that was hard to keep track of.
It was hard to do. It was hard to watch.
It was lots of gains and losses throughout.
Yes,
I liked your creative choice of making the monster a lawyer.
Yes, thank you so much.
You answer me, although I never ask you questions. What am I?
I just want to say, also, speaking of lots of gains and losses, has anyone heard that new sad Garth Brooks song?
Chris Gaines, Chris Losses. Chris
Loss. It's sad because of losses.
I go to the gym to get some Chris Gaines. Let's go. Let's fucking
plus
go.
+5. I would have given it 10, but you over-explained it.
Okay, fair enough. What's the riddle, computer?
Wait, so we can only make one Garth Brooks joke and then it's over, so it's Brooks and done? Come on, computer.
-10.
But that's not a Garth Brooks joke. Because it's not a Garth Brooks joke.
You answer me, although I never ask you questions.
Echo.
What am I?
You answer me, but I never ask you questions. A telephone.
1 point awarded.
Nice.
I possess a halo of water, walls of stone, and a tongue of wood. Long have I stood. What am I?
Castle. Moat is the halo of water. Drawbridge is the big old wooden tongue.
1 point rewarded. I would like to see a scene. You two are castle guards shooting the shit.
Oh, Jesus, it's dead. It's
I got
dead.
So close. I got so close with my arrow. Keep shooting at it. Keep shooting at it.
Scene.
Who left this shit here?
6 points rewarded to both.
Computer, is it sad that we both had the exact same joke?
Quick reminder that one of you could be replaced by Anthony Birch from Dungeons and Daddies.
Oh, no.
If you end up in the negative.
Adam, okay. Focus up.
That's not so bad. I mean, I thought it would be like Will or something, so.
Wow.
That's fine.
I hope he thinks that's funny. I think he might.
Computer, are you seeing anyone?
No. Why?
Wait. Then who the fuck is this Norton guy? Because Norton's... We've all heard so much about Norton.
Next riddle.
You're dating Ed Norton?
No. What goes in hard, comes out soft, and you blow continuously?
Oh, computer. Mm-hmm. I want to... when a computer loves another computer, a floppy disk gets hard. Now, a hard disk can be a CD-ROM.
No.
Can CD-ROM early. Okay.
Okay. Is it an ice cream scoop? Because the scoop goes into the ice cream, comes out soft with the ice cream, and you have to blow on it because it's too hot.
Good guess, but no.
Is it spaghetti?
Fudge.
No.
You put it in the pot hard, it comes out soft. Wait,
that
so
actually,
you put it.
That actually is a good guess.
You put it in hard, it comes out soft, and you blow the whole time?
Continuously.
You blow continuously. So is it something that's hot, computer?
No.
No.
Okay. 10 seconds.
Is it exercising, but to the opposite result?
No.
Okay. Never. Okay. Good.
Plus
good.
Three.
Yes.
Oh, is it a big old fat sloppy cock?
Minus two. I'm not sure why. Aaron programmed some things into me that I do not understand.
Yeah.
She also says that it is okay to be replaced by Beth May from Dungeons and Daddies if you keep showing up late.
Well, okay. Then, computer, can I just say she will definitely be replaced with Beth May then?
Not so bad.
No, not so bad. That's great. I mean,
not so bad at all.
I will be honest. I don't know her as well, so I feel like the dynamic will change. But at least the show will start on time.
She's very funny.
I didn't say that she wasn't. Hold on, now, computer. I just said I didn't know her.
3 seconds. What goes in hard comes out soft, and you can blow continuously.
Ice, water. I don't
goes in computer? Hard, don't comes know. Out soft. Poop?
Bubblegum.
Dang it.
Next riddle. What question can someone ask all day long, always get completely different answers, and yet all the answers could be correct?
How you doing? Joey!
Minus one.
Come on!
¿Cómo te llamo?
No.
What time is it?
Yes.
Bum, 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 bum. How you doing?
Plus one.
Nice.
I want to see a scene. You are two buddies trying to study in the library, and JPC, you keep interrupting Adel's work to ask him stupid questions.
Wait, this is just the podcast. Okay, let's see here. The War of 1812.
Hey, what's a stud muffin?
What's what?
What's a stud muffin?
A stud muffin is...
Is it like food?
No, it's like an attractive person.
Oh, it's like a nickname. You would call someone a stud muffin if they're... Like,
I wouldn't, but it's like...
But
it was
people,
like a
people
thing in the in then like the 90s. Hey, can we focus up? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, okay, so...
Is Michelin stars like restaurants for the tire company?
Yeah, it's the same company.
They do restaurants and tires?
Yeah, well, they started doing tires, and then they pivoted into restaurant reviews while keeping the tires.
Tom
and
Clancy, Clancy Brown. Which one is books? Which one is movies?
Tom Clancy is the voice of Mr. Crab.
Okay.
And Clancy... What
Clancy
was the
Brown?
One? Clancy Brown is...
one of them's a character actor, one of them's books. Tom Clancy, Clancy Brown. Tom
speaking
Clancy,
of books,
Brown.
Speaking mm-hmm. of books... Tommy, let's hit the books.
Let's
okay,
hit the books.
So let's see here now. Okay, this is this famous Polish general.
Is Joe Biden's middle name Robinette? Is that a family name?
Is that a thing?
Is that a family name? Robinette?
A more important name is Kazimir Pulaski. Now, Kazimir Pulaski helped his battalion.
Okay.
Capture the. Please interrupt me.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm big old hill.
I've been doing a lot. I'm here to learn.
Okay, good.
Do you get your learner's permit at 15 or 16? When are you eligible for a learner's permit?
Well, I believe it's 15, but
do you need a license to own a farm?
Well, you needed a license to ill, but
okay.
But ill is short for Illinois. So to own a farm, no.
How do you pronounce that? How do you pronounce that guy from Nickelback? Chad Kroeger? Chad Kroeger?
Kroger.
Like the grocery store?
He owns all the grocery stores.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay.
Where does the I go in the word medicine?
Where does the I go?
I know there's an I. Where does it go in the word medicine?
Well, there's two. There's one between the D and the C, and then one between the C and the N.
When they make a hot air balloon, do you think they start with the balloon or the basket?
Why did you say hot air balloon like that?
I just don't know. Do they start with the balloon or the basket?
You said a hot air balloon. It should be a hot air balloon, not a hot... It's like saying a rubber band. It's rubber band.
Do you think palindrome, the word, was actually a place at one point? Do you think there was ever a place called palindrome?
I'm sensitive to that because I am Palindronian, and the Israelis did, encroach on my Palindronian land.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
So that's a sensitive subject, so please drop that.
Okay, I'm so sorry. You know what? Let's get back to studying. I'm so sorry I brought that up.
Oh, Up. That was a Pixar movie, right? What year did that come out?
So unprofessional, you man. We're trying to study.
18 points rewarded to both.
Yeah, wait, would we both get the same? Okay.
Well, you both made me laugh. And you stayed on track.
That's also, right, we did stay on premise.
Who knew that the funniest premise of all time would be JPC ask stupid questions? That's the only scene I'm going to call for from now on.
Gotta be honest, much harder to think of those than it seems.
Where does the eye go in medicine?
Next riddle.
Yes.
I act like a cat. I look like a cat. Yet, I am not a cat. Aaron what Keefe. Am I?
Catwoman.
No.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
I no. act like a cat. I look like a cat. Yet, I'm not a cat. Oh, is it a kitten?
That scene. It...
1 point rewarded.
Where Michelle Pfeiffer whips all the heads off of the mannequins.
One
she
take.
Did that in one take.
Minus one for an anecdote.
Oh, that's not, but it wasn't a personal anecdote. It's not about my life. Oh, God damn it.
Next computer, riddle.
Sorry, mm-hmm. computer. Where do you go when we're not here?
I go up your butt. That's just a little joke.
Wow, that's pre-programmed. That's good.
I travel the internet.
Huh. Thank you, computer.
That up your butt thing, that reeks of Sean, though. So I think that Sean maybe, I mean, if he doesn't get like a
he
mild
spilled
producer
some Sprite
credit
on the keyboard. Yeah, yeah.
You underestimating Aaron says more about you than it does about her.
Is that a okay. riddle?
You so Sean did program this Aaron. Thing.
I can get Freddy to replace you so quickly.
That's an improvement. I mean, yes, if you could do it, then do it.
Why are we not upgrading our cast?
Yeah, I would be trading me in every 5,000 miles.
We have the technology.
I run in and out of town all day and night. What am I?
Rhodes.
Nice.
1 point rewarded. Why was the picture sent to jail?
Because it was framed.
Framed.
1 point rewarded.
Oh, I forgot to say when we talk about roads, where we're going, we don't need roads.
Yeah.
Minus one.
I guess that technically counts as an anecdote about your life.
next one. Plus three for
yeah,
both.
Yeah, thank you.
Tool of a thief, toy of queen, always used to be unseen. Sign of joy, sign of sorrow. Giving all likeness borrowed. What am I?
Wow, real disparity between this and why was the picture going to jail?
Some riddles are meant to be slightly harder.
Sure, a pick. Sure.
Tool of thieves. What was the rest of it?
Tool of thief, toy of queen. Always tool used to be unseen. Sign of joy, sign of sorrow. Giving all likeness borrowed. What am I?
A key, a pick, a...
So a tool of a thief would be like a...
A lie. A
toy of a queen would be like a big old horse.
A whisper.
Tool of a thief would be... what are those things that doctors use? Stethoscope, so they can hear cracking a safe. And then queens see those and they're like, what's this little toy? And they put it to their tummy and they're like, this is fun. My gurgles.
Oh, yeah.
Plus three.
Thank you. Also, please check out Gurgles on HBO. Lena Dunham is...
Minus one.
Whoa, repping Lena Dunham in 2021. Okay.
Tool of thieves, toy of queens. So what would a queen play with? That would be a thief's tool. Lies, no.
Is this like a playing card thing? Like a playing card?
Ooh.
Good guess, but no, it is a real object.
Thief. Is it a crown?
Tool of thieves.
Close, but no.
What does thief use?
Do thieves pick. Use a jeweler's loop?
Plus three.
That sounds like a roller coaster.
3 seconds.
Tool of thieves.
Yeah, that roller coaster actually lived in her van for a while.
That roller coaster's Canadian, right?
Yeah.
Plus three. Plus three for both. The answer is a mask.
Oh, a mask.
I want to see a scene.
That makes sense.
You
I was
are...
just looking for my mask. Jim Carrey.
Minus one. Anecdote from your life.
I was thinking about this with the coronavirus pandemic. Why didn't we get more like PSAs from like famous people wearing masks? Like, wouldn't it have been great to have like a Jim Carrey mask PSA about like wearing your mask?
Somebody don't go outside.
Yeah.
Minus one. That movie gave me nightmares as a kid.
Let's see. Who else wears masks? Darth Vader could do it. the Phantom of the Opera could show up and they'd be like, that's not PPE. That doesn't work.
Plus
that doesn't
six. Work.
Fuck. Just imagining the Phantom of the Opera being like, I got the vaccine. It's like, you? Fuck you.
Oh, computer, it
Listen
seems like...
Listen to the doctors on TV.
Oh, Aaron pre-programmed a joke.
Aaron knew that that would possibly come up and knew she couldn't resist.
She knows me too well.
I want to see a scene. You two are spies at a masquerade ball.
The eagle flies in through the open door.
Oh. Did I leave the door open?
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'll pay for any.
I thought you were my contact.
Oh.
Are you also a spy?
The waterfall near the bridge is going quite fast today.
Okay.
The chocolate waterfall. It's just faster than it normally does.
The chocolate waterfall?
Yeah, we're at the masquerade.
Somebody ruined a waterfall? Bless you, computer.
No, I'm pointing to the chocolate
Plus
waterfall.
Two.
Peter has a virus.
Plus three.
Anyway, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Obviously.
I was not expecting this. We're both spies, but it sounds like we're not working for the same organization, maybe?
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay.
Who are you spying for?
The king.
Oh, okay.
And you?
Interesting. For the duke.
The duke.
Yeah, the duke's trying. Can I tell you something?
Sure.
The duke's trying to overthrow the king.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
The king knows.
Uh-oh.
He's on to the duke.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so that's why I'm
we
here.
We have fun.
I'm meeting my contact who is working for the duke, and I assume that you're meeting your contact who's working for the king.
Oh, my God.
We're the opposite sides of feeding the information to the other side.
Yes. It sucks because we thought we'd wear this mask, but it's a very popular mask, so I think we're all just wearing the same.
Yeah.
The duke is a dick.
Oh, my God. The king is a nightmare.
Can I
Absolute
tell you something?
Nightmare. What, huh?
The duke sits down to poop.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
The king stands on his servants to poop.
Scene.
He does it standing.
Plus six for each.
Nice.
Why does the teacher wear sunglasses when she comes into the class?
Because she's drunk.
She's drunk.
We both said the same thing.
Why does the teacher wear sunglasses when she comes into class?
She's drunk and high. Oh, because her students are so bright.
1 point.
Her pupils are so bright.
That is the correct answer.
Yes.
But I anticipated you saying the drunk thing, so I want to see a scene. JPC, you're a teacher coming into class who's clearly hungover and wearing sunglasses. Adel, you are a student.
Computer, would you join us in the scene and be another student?
I will see if I'm inspired.
Fuck you, I guess.
Minus one.
Oh, you heard me?
All right, everybody. Take your seats. Take you to your seats. Today, we're going to be doing math. So let's just start by writing down all the numbers that we know.
Mr. Turnbuckle?
Boy.
Mr. Turnbuckle?
Hey, okay, so here's the new thing. If you ask a question in class, you got to put a dollar in the swear jar.
I didn't ask a question. I was trying to
get
attention.
You said Mr. Turnbuckle with a question mark on it.
You could see a question mark?
Never get into semantics with a math teacher, my man.
Sir, it's 1:45.
Yes, Jeff, what?
It's 1:45 p.m. We've been sitting here patiently for about 5 hours.
Congratulations, everybody. Jeff just bought the whole class an extra couple of laps. So, Jeff, now I want you to sit down on your math homework, my ma'am, and write down all the numbers of the clock. That's on you now, Jeff, and the whole class has to do it as well. Everybody thank Jeff.
You smell like a party.
Okay, it's not a bad thing, Jeff. It's not a bad thing to smell a great way. Listen, Jeff is screaming, and that... And that is going to earn Jeff a D in my class, okay? Oh. Now, everybody, since Jeff's the party master of the whole class, everybody's been brought down to Jeff's level. So it's all going to be D's in this class. The only way to earn it is by doing math silently in your head for the rest of the day. And then you bump yourself up.
Mr. Turnbuckle, your mouth is bleeding green.
Okay, Jeff.
Green in chunks.
It's not bleeding, okay? I am getting some stuff out of my body that my body does not need in there, okay? That's not blood. I did eat a big Polish sausage before I came in. I didn't really have time to cook it.
Mr. Tunbruckle, are you okay?
Hey, Jeff, thank you for asking. No, buddy, I'm not okay. What's that?
Is there anything we can do to help you?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if anyone in this class has a dad who's a lawyer or a mom who's a single, that would maybe help me.
I have both.
What's that?
I have both.
You have a dad who's a lawyer and a mom who's a single?
Yeah, sorry, I messed up. I put a question mark at the end of both.
No, that's okay. You have a C now, Kelly. Now, Kelly, I gotta know, what kind of lawyer is your dad?
He likes to put good people in jail and get bad people out of jail.
Ooh, yeah, okay.
Mr. Turnbuckle, when you turn around to write on the chalkboard, there's a dead bird on your butt.
Yeah, there's a dead bird on your butt.
You sat on a bird.
Well, hold on. Now, we don't know that. We don't know. First of all, we don't know if it's dead, okay? Sounds like somebody wants to be little Kelly's dad over here.
I feel like Anthony Birch would never let that happen in a scene.
You don't think Anthony Birch ever sat on a bird, killed it? You're out of your fucking mind. You're out of your fucking mind.
Sir, please don't say that out loud because we could be sued.
Yeah.
Okay. You're right. I apologize to everybody. If you happen to be offended, I have nothing but sorrow for you. That's an apology. Here's what's going to happen for the rest of class. I'm going to call Kelly's mom. I'm going to make up a lie about how I'm a great guy. Very nice. Very prime to go on a date. Jeff, you're going to get enough of this class and you're never going to be nothing. I'm going to make sure I'm going to spend my life ruining your life. Does that make sense?
Yes, but Mr. Turnbuckle, I don't care about class anymore. I'm worried about you. You have a tattoo on your neck that says legs.
Okay, you know what? Let me just say this right now. Mr. Turnbuckle, not my name.
I know that Jeff, Scene. 8 points awarded to both.
Was Jeff the student drunk?
I was going to say that Mr. Turnbuckle was a name that you called me after I wore a costume to class one day.
Next riddle.
Okay.
What did the baby triangle say to the mommy triangle?
Ding.
Isosceles.
No.
You're acute. What did the baby triangle...
One point rewarded.
You're cute.
I'm found in socks, scarves, and mittens. I'm found in the paws of playful kittens. What am I?
Those little beans. You know what?
Plus three.
Lint.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. You saying kittens can't be Catholics?
Plus three.
That's my favorite children's book, Catholic Kitten. Okay.
10 seconds.
You're found in socks
and mittens and scarves. And also on the paws of kittens.
In the paws of kittens.
Claws?
String. A string. Loose string.
What kind of string?
Yarn?
Yes. 1 point rewarded.
Okay. I feel like I should get a little bit
Railroad
of that.
Railroad crossing. Look out for the cars. Can you spell that without any R's?
Oh, I can. WATCH space OUT exclamation point.
Railroad crossing. What? Say that again?
Railroad crossing, look out for the cars. Can you spell that without any R's?
Is it STOP?
No.
YIELD?
No.
Railroad crossing, look out for the cars.
Can you spell that without any R's?
Oh, yes. THAT.
Correct. 1 point rewarded.
Damn, nice.
I am hollow. I die if you touch me. What am I?
Hollywood actor.
Yeah, I was going to say Jake Gyllenhaal.
Fragile.
Just a
ego.
Little more specific.
3 points rewarded to both. Although Jake Gyllenhaal is Mr. Music, and that makes me laugh every time.
That's true. He's very funny.
That's true.
Say that again. Say the riddle again, please, computer. Repeat.
I am hollow. I die if you touch me. What am I?
Bird bones.
I am hollow. I die if you touch me.
10 seconds.
Hollow. I die if you touch me.
A house of cards.
Fabergé egg.
No.
I die if you touch me.
Works.
Oh, reverse King Midas. I am hollow. I die if you touch me. Oh, a snowflake.
Hey, Adel, I just want to again apologize to when I came over to your house a couple months ago and did a reverse King Midas at your toilet. Again, I don't know what came over me.
-2.
Thank you.
Worth it every time.
Too much poop in this episode for it being an Aaron episode.
I actually put a sign on my bathroom door that says -2, so JPC knows not to take a huge shit in there.
+1.
Hmm.
No, I'm peeing. No points rewarded. No, plus one.
Okay, if you think the Dungeons and Daddies crew could do any better with the shit stuff, then I got some fucking news for you.
Plus three. 3 seconds.
Touch me, I die. I forgot.
Yes. I am hollow. If you touch me, I die. One of those Easter chocolate Easter bunnies?
A bubble.
A baby.
I'm so fast that you can't see me, though everyone else can see straight through me. I don't stop until the day you die. What am I?
Invisible Flash.
The trailer for Justice the Sonic League. The Hedgehog movie.
No. Plus three.
I don't stop until you die?
Hold on. I'm invisible. Can you repeat that?
Yes, please.
I'm so fast you can't see me, though everyone else can see straight through me. I don't stop until the day you die. What am I?
Breathing.
Time, life. Lungs.
A air. Sneeze.
No.
Oxygen.
No.
Okay.
You are correct in that it is a bodily function. 10 seconds.
Breathing. A breath? Hot breath?
Pulse.
No.
Heartbeat.
A bodily function.
Sneezings. Coffees.
People can see right through me.
3 seconds.
Urine. Oh, my God.
Straight through me.
Because you can pee right through me and never know my name.
The answer is the blink of an eye.
Oh.
I want to see a scene. You two have been married for 40 years, and JPC just realized he's never seen Adel blink.
Dinner is served, sweetie. Do you mind if I sit down at the piano and play one of my old songs I like?
No, sweetie. I don't mind. I just had the strangest thought when you told me about dinner.
Details, please, sweetheart.
You know, for the life of me, I don't think I've ever seen you blink.
Ha 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 ha. That is such a funny thing to say.
50 years of marriage.
Has it been that long? It seems like just days. I love you so much, my sweetheart. Please sit down while I play piano for us.
Well, hey, hold that thought, sweetie, because...
Hold on, I have a song to play. Not a scarecrow. I'm definitely not a scarecrow.
Because I was thinking about the day that we met, you know, all those years ago.
In the field? When I was covered in crows?
Was that it? Was it in the field? Yes, because it was in the field, and you were covered in crows, and I ran up there and I said... Get out of here, you crows. And I shoot them all off, and I saved you from those muggers, I guess, is what you would call them.
Yes, uh-huh.
And then we...
And then you...
Made you, sweet love in the
you
field.
You picked me up off that wooden stake, and we made sweet love. A real romp in the hay, if you will.
Oh,
literally in the hay, in my hay. In my heyday, haha, 50 years ago.
Hey, you look as beautiful as you did the day that I met you all those 50 years ago.
Thank you. Sometimes the hat that's sewn onto the top of my bag head falls off, but...
And, can I say, my lovely wife, after you've made me this lovely dinner, how much I always enjoy when you make me a big plate of my own hair and spit. I'm completely insane. I'm going to use my fingernails as currency, and I will see you in the bedroom.
See.
Is that not where that was going?
The Scarecrow never talked, right? It was just a cassette player playing JPC's voice back to him.
4 points rewarded to each.
I'm insane and you're all my scarecrows?
I wonder what Matt and Will would have done with that scene from the Dungeons and Daddies podcast.
Probably fucking roll die and then say critical shits.
They are far more successful than we are.
That's fair.
I mean, by objective measures.
But they always will be. So,
2 points rewarded to each.
Yeah, but we've been around way longer.
Yeah, but our podcast is less sustainable.
Next riddle. I can be long or I can be short. I can be grown and I can be bought. I can be painted or left bare. I can be round or square. What am I?
Literally anything.
I can be round or square. I don't know. Like a.
I could be round or square.
A cookie. Just trying to think of like
square.
Is this
can I get one of them long cookies?
Let me get one of them cookies that's all puffed up and got a hole in the middle and got sweet
like
sprinkles on the top.
I like a girl with a short skirt and a long cookie.
Minus one for both.
Interesting, interesting.
Your hint is that you mentioned this in your last scene.
Mmm.
Oh. A scarecrow. Fingernails.
Piano.
Hair and spit.
Dinner.
Fingernails. One point rewarded.
Wow, okay, look at me.
Did you, computer, as a kid in JPC, did you ever look at the Guinness Book of World Records and see that guy with the world's longest fingernails?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that always like the wildest picture?
Very wild. Just too long, those fingernails.
It's weird how the entire world seems to have, like, that picture was so in the zeitgeist in like the early to mid-90s that everyone has seen that.
Minus one for each. You got distracted.
For being old?
Damn it.
Mm-hmm. I'm the part of the bird that's not in the sky. I can swim in the ocean and yet remain dry. What am I?
A duck's butt.
Plus, no, that, even out there.
Oh. Okay, good. Hey, didn't lose points. That's still pretty
nice. I'm the part of the bird that's not in the sky. I can swim underwater and still be dry? Beak, the tummy.
I'm 10
part
seconds.
Of the feet. I'm part of the bird that's not in the sky.
The bird's heart.
The
no.
nest.
The heart of egg. A bird.
Is it the inside of an egg?
No.
So what part of a bird always
the B,
stays dry?
The I, the R, the D.
3 seconds.
Guys.
Part of the bird.
Part of the bird that always stays dry. Chicken leg. The bone.
No.
Oh.
I eat the bones.
The answer is a shadow.
God, these bones were covered in sauce. How?
Final riddle.
Oh, no. Final riddle.
Can a man legally marry his widow's sister in the state of California?
Okay, Aaron's moving to LA. This feels like a trap. This feels like she wants us to research something for her.
A computer, no.
Why?
Because if he can't marry his widow's sister because he'd be dead.
That is correct. 1 point rewarded. I want to see a final scene. Adel, you are on your deathbed and you're using your last moments to hit on your wife's siblings. JPC, you can play as many characters as you'd like.
Okay.
Gather around. Where is Katie here? Where's Katie at?
She's fetching you some water, Earl. She's getting you a glass of water.
You're right in that she's fetching. Ha-ha. Wouldn't mind taking a gander at her while I leave this mortal coil.
That's your wife.
Oh. No, sorry, Katie N. Is Katie N here?
Well, we all have the same last name.
Sorry, is Katie L. N. here? Katie Lisa Narnigan?
Yes, Katie, Earl, Lisa. You're talking to me. I'm Katie Lisa Narnigan.
Katie, lean in close. There she is. There's that beautiful lady.
Okay.
The old tender hand.
I'm sorry?
Let me just gaze into your eyes while I slip away.
You should... Oh, no, Earl, you're dying? This is it? This is the moment?
This is it. Can you close one lid of your eye and then open it back up? Just one of them.
It's called winking. Do you want me to wink, Earl?
Well, I didn't want to say it because I don't want to cheat on my wife, but yeah, since you've said it, since you've broached the topic, give us a wink. And maybe a big old smile.
Oh, I don't know, Earl. That's quite forward.
Come on, just a little smile and a wink.
Well,
I'm a dying man.
You're a dying man. oh, it's bad luck to...
One more breath.
It's bad luck to... it's bad luck to...
Fake your death to stare at your sister's wife? Sister's... Oh, sorry. You're married to my sister, right?
Earl, the truth comes out.
I'm dying. I'm losing my mind.
Yes. We're all sister wives in more ways than one.
But we all have big love.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Scene.
Sundays on HBO.
Minus 15 for each.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Is that because Big Love is no longer on HBO?
Yes.
Well, to be fair, it's no longer anywhere.
Well, I'm sure it's on HBO Max.
Well, that's HBO.
Calculating the final point total.
Okay.
Sounds like she's popping popcorn. Computer, turn off popcorn. You're burning it.
Turned off popcorn. Only 15 kernels popped. Well done.
Okay.
You ruined the popcorn.
Oh.
Hey, 15 kernels popped. That reminds me of the time when you and Arby buddies went to that strip club.
Minus 10 points.
Come on!
Well deserved, computer. Good call. I have 73 points.
I just lost 10 points, and now I have 72 points.
Oh!
I had to say that thing about my army buddies. I don't even have army buddies.
Okay, I'll be calm. Don't ruin this.
Okay, GPC, you gotta be outrageously funny. You have to say one thing to really push you over the line.
Points
this game was fun, Aaron.
GPC, you ended up with 72 points.
Okay.
Ooh, good show, friend.
Adel, you ended up with 73 points.
Fuck yes.
That sucks so much, but it's probably accurate. Because we are saying that one time where Adel said, oh, I should take the 10 points away from me, didn't count. Because that makes sense, the one time we make a rule like that.
Shut up.
Minus 20 points.
Damn.
Yeah, you just lost 20 points, bitch.
Me?
Look at that. Yeah,
you.
I think so. Okay, so no you doesn't give
JPC.
Any more clarification. Okay, fine. I lost the points. Take them.
52 points for JPC.
JPC, all joking aside, buddy, stop fucking around, because if you get negative points, you get replaced by somebody from Dungeons and Daddies, okay? Calm down, dude.
No. Whoever loses the game gets fired.
No, computer said negative points, and right now you're still in the positive, but if you keep going down this path, you're going to fuck it up for yourself.
Don't tell me what the fucking computer said. I was listening to the fucking rules as well.
Oh, no.
Well,
minus
I guess I wasn't.
10 points.
Oh, JPC, buddy, stop.
Don't worry. This is not going to be one of those things where I have 52 points, it goes down to 42, and then I go on a long thing that's going to lose me points. It is not going to be that thing.
Plus one.
Oh.
I think Erin's too emotional on her Instagram. Does that make sense to me? Does that
Minus
make sense?
Minus 20 points.
Hold on. What? I'm getting canceled for having a fucking opinion
Minus
something?
5 points.
JPC, no.
Don't do it. You know that this is going to be something that you're going to do. I think Lou's a stupid name for a dog.
Minus 5 points.
JPC, just please calm down. JPC.
Okay. I'm calm.
Computer, I think we're good.
We're good. When Erin moves to LA, I give it a week. I give it 1 week, maybe.
Plus
maybe.
2 points.
God damn it.
Okay, computer agrees.
Computer, I just run system diagnostic. Is there any way for a player to lose all of their points?
Beep, boop, 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 boop. Yes.
Turn off popcorn. Oh.
Computer, what would the way be?
Just keep being you.
Oh, you just keep being you too, sweetie. Here's 10%. That's a good tip, right?
Minus 10 points.
God, minus 10 points. Can you believe the stuck-up people that work at this place?
Minus 10 points.
Okay, well, if we're all done here, I've got a porn addiction calling my name, so...
Plus one.
Come on!
JPC, I think you're good. Just don't mention the computer sweater.
First of all, I like the sweater.
Minus 100 points.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You will be replaced by someone from Dungeons and Daddies.
Oh, James, we had a good run, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry to see you go.
I guess this was retirement for me. Well, I guess you can't find me on the show anymore, everybody, but do follow me on Twitch. It is twitch.tv/sharkbarkman. I stream most weekdays, so, you know, come by there, give me a condolence. I really will miss this thing, but I think it was my time. It was my time. Adel, I know Aaron's not here. Anything that you have to plug?
Yeah, I want to plug my Instagram account where I get super emotional. It's AaronKeefe10. Check out those posts, and I'm not sorry, not sorry. Computer, anything to plug?
I would like to plug Hey Tavern Tavern on Stitcher and all of Adel's social media.
Oh, that's kind.
You know what's wild, Adel, is that we have been doing this show for like an hour, and Aaron never showed up. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Okay, so the waiting room on Zoom says waiting to be let in. I wonder how long that's been going on. Yikes.
Thank you for visiting the Riddle Dome. Please take all your belongings on the way out. See you next time. Ugh, you guys, what in the actual fuck? I've been trying to get in for like an hour. What happened?
We got, you know what? We'll tell you later.
Did my program kick in?
Da-da-da-da-da.
There's a heart.
It played this with the theme song.
minus 20 points somehow. I don't know. Jupiter, goodbye.
Bye forever.
Created by Adol Refai. Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emery Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not really fired. You're not really going to replace me.
Yeah, I mean, who would have the resources and the time to figure something like that out?
Here we go.
Knock, knock, knock.
Oh, Anthony, come on in.
Hey, hey, guys, what's going on? So I brought a bunch of material to sort of replace. It didn't say who to replace, so I just bought a bunch. I bought some stuff about like a lot of horse cum jokes, like please come from horses.
Holy
thicker.
What the? Hey, by the way, Anthony, do email me those because I love. What the fuck is this?
I can't believe it's Anthony, last name from Dungeons and Daddies.
That's me. No, they just call me last name. It's fine. That's my new thing.
You even know his last name. Why do that? What a weird power play.
It's Birch. It's right there on the Zoom, too.
And also, sorry,
his last name is Brunch? Come on, I'm not an idiot.
He's negged me. I'm deeply in love with him now. It was a very good move.
This is he needs to create the same power dynamics he has with JPC. So he knows your name full and well. He just wants to put you in your place right out of the gate. So JPC, your hat boxes are over there. Take a snack, take a coffee, handful of goldfish on your way out.
I'll go. But I got one thing to say before I go. The next time one of you two forgets what password gets you into our email, our Dropbox, where we serve our ads or post our episodes, I'm not going to fucking help you at all. That's right. I'm taking all the passwords with me.
Wait, real quick. Anthony, what did you say the answer to one of your riddles was? Did you say horse cum?
Yeah.
That's the password is horse cum.
Damn it. Okay, fine. Well, I hope you guys enjoy your show. Let's see. Listen to Bill Budd's podcast.
No, get out of here. Ooh, that feels better. Does everyone just feel better? So JPC is gone.
The energy is
different.
Permanently.
Sure.
Anthony, does this happen a lot where you're like...
Where I replace JPC? Absolutely.
Yeah. We've already recorded
the next three episodes of Bill Budd, so it's going to sound like him for a while, but eventually things will get a lot better.
Oh, what albums do you review?
Just the Space Jam theme song.
Wow.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
I mean, I got to be honest. Now I'm curious.
Well, I threatened to replace JPC with someone from Dungeons and Daddies as a joke, but this worked out great. So let's start an episode, a new episode, and then do a couple riddles.
Let's do it. Here we go.
Hey there, Tops and Pops. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's a return to a game that is not at all a ripoff of Name That Tune. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.